You're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM. Cutton, Eureka, Arcata, and Patrick's Point. Streaming on the web at KHUM.com. I have Joanna DiTommaso in here, who's the Development Director for Redwood Parks Conservancy.
That's right.
Conservancy. I got it.
Yeah, you got it. Thank you. And thank you for having me here.
Yeah, that's you guys do a lot. Like, you were just telling me that a lot of state parks, they partner with nonprofits, and a lot of people don't know that. Like, even the Grand Canyon has that and all.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people don't know that all across the country, I mean, I don't know the exact number, but definitely over 500 national and state parks have nonprofit partners that help them to raise funds or help to supplement any deficiencies in staff or funding. And Grand Canyon and Yosemite, Yellowstone, all of these really prominent parks have these nonprofit partners that help support them. And we are the official nonprofit partner of Redwood National and State Parks, as well as other parks like Tallawa Dune State Park and Patrick's Point.
Cool. And you all run visitor centers.
We do. So, you know, as funding kind of fell short, we started taking over some of the visitor centers. And that was one of the ways that we helped to support our agency partners. And so we run 7 visitor centers along our North Coast area. And Patrick's Point is one of them. We also run the Keekle Visitor Center store just outside of Oreck, the Prairie Creek Visitor Center, and several others.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And it probably takes a lot to run a visitor center, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, we have to provide staff, which sometimes we hire staff, and we also get wonderful volunteers in the area. And we have a warehouse where we store all of our inventory, and we manage all of that. And we sign up new members for our organization in visitor center stores. We're a member-based nonprofit, and so that helps us you know, engage with our community and yeah.
What do you do to engage with the community? I know your visitor centers are awesome.
Yeah, so we have really incredible staff in the visitor centers. We're really, really fortunate, and they all just love what they do. So one of the most important things that we do is offer visitor services in the visitor centers. And they engage with the public and do a lot of educational outreach and just give people the best possible experience they could have in our parks. Other things that we do, we help coordinate events that raise money for different projects and programs in the parks. And we also do other fundraising activities. We write grant proposals, and we have different donor relation things that we do.
Oh, neat. Well, one really, really bad thing, though, recently happened to you all just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so we were actually on our way to a staff meeting, the executive director and myself, and she got a phone call that someone had broken into the Patrick's Point Visitor Center. And Patrick's Point, it's such a beautiful park, and the visitor center is, it's such an incredible visitor center. It's small, but, you know, the staff really worked hard to pack as much educational material and historical artifacts, and you know, we have a small store in there as well, and so we do ring up sales in that visitor center, and we keep money in a safe, and the thieves broke through the glass door, shattered the glass in the front of the building, and climbed through and knew exactly where the safe was, went right into a locked closet, took the entire safe, and left. And so they left with over $1,100 in funds that we would have funneled back into different educational projects in the park. So it's a really unfortunate loss for us. And you know, we're really hoping to make that back one way or another and to reinforce that visitor center, because our alarm didn't go off. And so there's something going on there. So
didn't it go off?
We don't know. I mean, what's a little bit funny is that when we showed up that morning with the ranger, when the ranger walked through the broken door to walk inside, the alarm went off. So it just malfunctioned. It's really the only, we have all of our conspiracy theories, but I think it just malfunctioned. And so we really need to make some improvements there.
Okay. Well, it's just, I don't understand why anyone would go in and want to damage, you know, a park system, because that is like, you know, that sort of stuff, the educational stuff that you provide, it's just you know, something that's really cool. The person was being very selfish.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and everyone has their theories. It could, you never know with this kind of thing. I mean, it could just be someone wandering through the area, you know, someone who kind of went in there that day and saw the closet door open, or it could be someone who's worked there in the past, which I highly doubt because we hire very, very quality people. So I think it's just an unfortunate, I mean, this hasn't happened as far as anyone knows to any of our visitor centers in the past. So it's just a really, really unfortunate situation.
But you're trying to get about, because even though that was $1,100 in the safe, you need to replace the safe. You need to replace the glass. You need to do all this, like reinforce the security system. And so you're trying to raise $6,000.
Yeah, so over $6,000. The quote for a new security system, which would include cameras, several cameras throughout the visitor center, is over $4,000 just on its own. And so so we are actually trying to raise that money. And for the first time, we tried out a crowdfunding site called GoFundMe. And we've never done this before, but we thought that it'd kind of be a fun, progressive way to raise some funds. And so we did really almost immediately got over $300 in the first like 12 hours. And since then, we've made more. So now it's up to $730. But the activity on the site has really dropped in the last week or so.
And so we're just doing another push right now to please, please donate. It's going to a great cause and it'll really help out Patrick Point State Park and just recoup from this this pretty, you know, selfish event that happened, that somebody else did that was selfish in their interest.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I mean, crowdsourcing is definitely a new thing. And if it's not really something that you're into, you could just go to our website. It's redwoodparksconservancy.org. And there's different ways to support us on there. You can donate or become a member. Both great ways to support our organization.
Is the visitor center still open?
Yeah, it is open. So right now we have a wooden board that's covering the door and a sign that says Bigfoot did it. And so we're trying to see this with a little bit of a sense of humor and just try not to be too bitter about it. Again, we have great staff with a great sense of humor. So it's, you know, we're recovering from it.
As shown from that sign. That's kind of awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I like to think we're pretty awesome. Yeah, we're a really good group. And, you know, again, we just have great staff, great volunteers, and we want our volunteers and our staff to feel safe. So this is just an unfortunate thing. But, you know, we're hoping that with some security reinforcements that everyone will kind of just move forward and get past this.
And it's just GoFundMe.com/Patrick's Point. And I'll post this on over at KHUM.com, too.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. This was such a treat to be here.
Yeah, awesome. Beautiful Ferndale.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'm going to go ahead and take a short break for some messages from some of our sponsors, and then we'll get back into more tunes after a look at your good time guide. Up next, you're listening to KHUM.